Hi, I'm Linda Cardellini, and I'm an actress.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
big parties.
Do you throw a lot of big parties?
I have before. I have a giant family, so I like to throw big parties.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
Finding new ways to... field any kind of rejection. I think you have to constantly be evolving your defenses without putting up a wall and still being vulnerable. I think that is it's sort of an evolving skill because, you know, not everybody's going to love everything that you do. So you have to sort of forge ahead and at the same time let it roll off of you while still being vulnerable. That's a balancing act that I'm always trying to understand.
What was it like when you were first starting out as an actress?
It was hard, but I was resilient because I was determined that I would do it. And there's this part of you that, you know, I say like you have a little bit of a screw loose in order to believe that you can fight against all those odds and do something that is, you know, relatively to me, it seemed impossible. But for some reason, I thought somehow it would be possible. And you sort of start to, you concentrate on the positive things that happen and you try to eliminate the negative ones as you go along, but that's not always easy.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Oh, wow. That's a big, long list. Well, right now, I have a 10-foot table in my front room that is taking up the majority of my front room. My friend's aunt was... they were getting rid of a lot of her things, and I thought, well, that's a beautiful table. Let's take that home. And it's actually just served to collect 10 feet worth of things that we should actually be putting away.
What is your most prized possession?
I have about 8 place settings of this Depression-era milk glass that my grandmother collected going to the movie theater back in the day. And back in the day, when, as an incentive to get people to come out, they would give them gifts because, you know, so many companies were going under during that time. And so in the 20s and 30s, they gave away this milk glass as you went to the movie theater. So I have 8 place settings that my grandmother collected going to the movie theater as a kid in San Francisco. To me, that's one of my most special things that I have because it reminds me of my grandmother, and it also reminds me of her sort of struggling coming up and collecting. My grandmother kept everything perfectly.
Is there any advice that you wish that you had received when you graduated college, whether it be about work or life, that you think these 2017 graduates should hear?
You know, the world's really wide open. And whatever it is you studied or whatever it is that you are passionate about, if it's not what you studied, that's okay. But find what it is that you love, because life is too short. And do what you love and do it passionately if you can. And that will take you further spiritually than anything.